Morning. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Eloise. How may I help you today?
All right. I hope you can help me. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm doing good. And I have your order number.
I don't have it yet, and that's the problem. I'm desperately trying to purchase an item, which is a pre-order item, and I'm having no luck anywhere on the site now. I don't know if it's a glitch or what, but in a nutshell, I'm in Canada, and I'm on Eagle Moss trying to purchase a gift for somebody who resides in the UK. So I'm trying to enter their address, delivery being in the UK, and mine as the billing address being in Canada. The system is 99% allowing me up until the point where I want to change the billing address to the country Canada, and it gives me two choices, United Kingdom or Isle of Man. That's it, which I reside in neither. Do you see my issue?
Yes, okay. Give me one moment, please.
Now, this is when I'm logged on, when the currency is UK. I just tried changing the currency to Canada, which I'm assuming puts me on the Canadian site, but it wouldn't let me access the billing address or shipping address at all doing that. So at this point, I'm like, I just want to check out, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just trying to buy a gift for somebody. That's it.
Oh, I see. Yes, so you are in Canada and you want to have that order placed, be sent out to the UK.
Yeah, so the shipping address is one thing and the billing address is another. So when I select PayPal, you know, I have to put my address because it's going to conflict on the checkout in PayPal. It's not going to, you know what I mean? The system's not going to let it go through.
I see. Yes. Okay. Let me see what we can do for you. Give me one moment.
I mean, essentially, the gift, the item is going to be delivered in the UK. It's just somebody in Canada paying for it. That's all.
Yes.
C'est fini pour la journée. Ça en a fait deux. OK? T'as-tu compris? Ça fait deux.
OK.
C'est fini pour la journée. Sérieux, hein? C'est le dernier, ça.
Yeah.
Sinon, s'il y en a d'autres, je jette ça.
Hein?
Si t'en prends d'autres, je le jette la bouteille.
So sorry, I'm still here. Just one moment, please.
Sure.
Thank you.
No, I appreciate the help. I'm scratching my head because I don't know why I'm having such an issue to check out. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. Yes, sir.
Because there must be like, anyway, I've been collecting many years and gifts are a big part of collecting. People, you know, send this to that one or that to this one. So I'm pretty sure on Eagle Moss, people gift people all the time. It's not just people buying for themselves, you know what I mean? Presents or whatever.
Yes. Let me see. Just one moment. I'm still checking for you.
Thanks. Thank you.
sorry. Let me just one moment, please. Very sorry, so I was trying to see if I can get a response at this moment, but I would need to send this to our management or corporate office to get back to you to see if it is possible for you to complete an order like that.
But it's not a special order. It's just nobody does that, like, ever? Like, nobody ever buys? I'm just curious. I'm not trying to be sassy. It's just it seems a little bit weird to me that nobody, like, the site isn't set up. IGOMAS, I mean, it's been around for years, so I nobody's able to purchase something for somebody? It has to always be the person themselves?
No, I'm sure they have. It's just not with the difference in being ordered from Canada and being sent to the UK.
Well, I'm paying from it from Canada. I don't know where it's going to be sent from, which country, but, I mean, the person paying for it via online should be, like, a non-factor. It's like the money's coming from American B or Canadian A or Londoner C. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just on IGOMAS's end, they should be just satisfied with, okay, is the item paid for? Cool, great. Is it authorized by PayPal? Cool, great. Okay, where are we, you know, now where do we send this when this comes in? Okay, here. You know, like, it's, I don't know. It's kind of like, I'm not going to compare IGOMAS to eBay, but I mean, it's like, you know, like, it doesn't matter to them where I'm from, as long as I can manage to pay for the item, and I do, and then they ask what address. Okay, I want it sent here. That's it. Like, or a Sideshow, or I don't know. Like, I'm wondering maybe, like, am I not expressing what I need to have, like, what I'm trying to do, or is it just there's, I don't know. I'm kind of confused at this point.
Okay. No, so,
I'm just trying to buy somebody a gift. That's like, that's it.
Right, yes. And you're ordering from Canada and you want to send it to the UK.
I mean, ordering from Canada, if the item's coming from Canada, I guess. But, I mean, I would think that the item, since the person it's to be delivered to is in the UK, it would be shipped from there. I don't know where IGOMAS has its warehouses. I mean, but I would assume that if it doesn't really matter that I'm in Canada, I'm paying for it, that's all. It's just the money to cover the item. Where it's being delivered is the factor that where it should be sent from. I don't know. Like,
yes, I'm understanding what you're saying. However, if you did already attempt to place the order and it's not going through,
the problem is it's not allowing me one final little step, which is to select the billing country, the billing address, as Canada. It only allows me UK or Isle of Man, which I have no idea what the Isle of Man, why that's there, but it doesn't even let me select United States. or any other country, Spain, Italy, Germany. It's just Isle of Man and UK, which that's kind of odd. Why would these be the only selections as a billing address? Now, it doesn't let me go at all to any selecting any addresses at all anywhere if I select currency in Canadian dollars. So, I mean, obviously, I mean, things change depending on what currency you put the on the right. Like, so, I mean, is it less? Should I just send this person the money and tell them to log on and order it themselves? I don't know. Like, I've never faced this kind of issue before.
Yes, sir.
Like, I just want to pay for it.
To realize and understand what you're saying. However, it seems like the system is not allowing that. So that's why I can go ahead and place an escalation to have a management look into it and have them contact you back to let you know if it is possible to complete an order from Canada to be sent to the UK.
Well, what if I log on to the American site and try and do it? I mean, see, my problem is, like, here's what I'm saying. Why does it matter that I'm in Canada? Like, why does it matter that I could live in Colombia? Like, why would the site prejudice the fact that I'm living in a certain country to not being able to purchase it to be able to be sent to another country? I just don't understand it. And if upper management has to contact me about it. Like, this is like not even a common. This is like a super hyper type of transaction that happens millions of times a day on sites across the world. I'm feeling like the things, like, have I just woken up out of a coma? Like, what's going on? Like, I don't understand. I really, really don't understand. And maybe I'm coming off like I'm dumb or something, but I don't understand why I cannot purchase an item and select the person's shipping address and select my address as a billing address. I've done this for the past 15 years of online purchases. It's like a super common thing. It's like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It's called gifting. I don't know. Buying something, a present for somebody. At Christmas, these kind of transactions happen by the millions a day, you know, everybody buying each other gifts online. Like, I don't know. Maybe I seem like a difficult customer. I don't know. I'm scratching my head. I just don't get it. Why is there so much focus on me being Canadian? I don't understand it.
No, sir. So I'm pretty sure there's nothing wrong with you being Canadian and nothing wrong with you wanting to place the order the way you want to place it. It's just from what you've been attempting, the system is not designed for. So there must be another way that that can be done. But if not, that's why I'm trying to get the management to look into it and let you know if there's another way that it can be placed. Because it's not you. I'm sure it's the system.
I understand what you're saying, but if you're saying that what I'm trying to do, the system isn't designed for, then that means nobody can buy somebody else a gift in another country? That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't... But, you know, all right, I mean, I guess... management wants to contact me or whatever, or maybe I'll just send my friend the money and have them try and pre-order it. I don't know.
I can certainly go ahead and place that escalation, but if you want to do it where you can send, it's easier for you to send the money to whom you're trying to send that gift to, you know, it is really up to you. If I go ahead and place the escalation, I will need your name and phone number.
Well, I'm gonna contact the person. I'm gonna see if they want me just to send them the money, and I'll do it from there. If not, I'll just call back, I guess.
Yes, okay. I'm sorry about the trouble. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. If you'll please hold for a short one-question survey after this call, and have a great day.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye bye.